And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And obviously, it's been a momentous month for women's football, for the England national team, and arguably for society in this country in general. And we've been talking about it a little bit on shows. There was a bit on Wildcards throughout the summer. Obviously, we've been talking about it on Talking Reds and Tour Live a little bit as well. But I thought it'd be nice to reflect on it all. And so our friend, our buddy Emma Sanders, who's been to lots of the games, who's obviously been covering it for the BBC, and of course, covering women's football in a big way generally over the last few years. I could not think of anyone better to join me for this chat. So Emma, I know you've had a hell of a month and a very, very busy time, and you're looking forward to some downtime, and we've trodden on that a little bit. So I just want to say thanks very much for coming to speak to me today. I do appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, and great to reflect on what has been a bit of a mental month, but yeah, a really good one.
So, I mean, how do you reflect on it then? Because there has been a few sort of days since then. Obviously, there's been sort of celebrations. I saw you sneaking a bottle of beer into the press area, which was very on brand and very Anfield Wrap of you. You know, now you do reflect on the whole month. If it's not too big a question, you know, what feelings are you left with?
Well, the first one is exhaustion. I think anyone would be lying if they didn't say that was the first emotion. But pride, both personally, it was obviously a career highlight for me to sort of cover my first major tournament as, you know, the England reporter for the BBC. So that was a big thing for me. Pride for the team and the staff for just, you know, the way that they went about winning the tournament. And I guess pride for all of my colleagues in the industry as well. I think the way that women's football was portrayed in the media throughout the tournament had gone up another level to what I'd seen previously before. And that was both from, you know, the usual reporters, the ones who have been around the game for years, and also those coming into it. They came into it with, on the whole anyway, with a level of respect, which I think the tournament and the performances deserved. So